proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible session. We continue looking at different mountains in the Bible. Mountains serve as prominent features of any country's landscape. Due to their lofty elevations, mountains have often symbolized significant attainments in certain locations. Several mountains mentioned in the Bible are associated with noteworthy events which occurred in those locales. Over the course of this series, we continue to look at several of these peaks. Today we will examine Mount Zion. The name Zion might have derived from a Semitic root that meant something like citadel. The Bible ascribed the name Mount Zion to an existing geographical feature. It also connected the term Mount Zion with the future headquarters of the Messiah during the millennium when he will rule and reign on the earth for 1,000 years. The context provided in the passage determined which reference to Mount Zion a specific scripture passage referred. Speaking about Mount Zion as a geographical location, it is also known as the Western Hill and lays outside the boundaries of the city of Jerusalem. Mount Zion served as a Jebusite stronghold, as noted in 2 Samuel chapter 5. During the siege of Jerusalem by the Assyrian armies, recorded in 2 Kings chapter 19, Mount Zion might have served as a place of refuge for Jews being besieged. In certain Bible passages, though, Mount Zion denoted the capital of a future divinely ruled kingdom. The author of Psalm 2, for example, quoted God as declaring, quote, "Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion," unquote. The reference in Psalm chapter 48 to Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king, the Psalm 48 reference also seems to allude to the headquarters of the future kingdom of the Messiah, as opposed to an already existent location. An extended passage in the fourth chapter of Isaiah detailed the significant role that Mount Zion would play during the latter days. The prophet wrote about a time when, in his words, quote, "The branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel," unquote. In those times, Isaiah continued, quote, "The Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night," unquote. How to interpret this passage? Well, the branch denoted Jesus Christ, just as that term did in Jeremiah chapter number 23, in which Jeremiah wrote that, quote, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth," unquote. Under his sovereignty, God would send unto Mount Zion a cloud for protection by day, and a flaming fire for protection by night, just as he did for the Israelites in the wilderness, according to the 40th chapter of Exodus. The author of Hebrews chapter 12 encouraged his readers. He informed them that, quote, "Ye are come out of Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem," unquote. At that site, he continued, believers would not only find Jesus Christ, and not only find an innumerable host of angels, they would also find what he termed, quote, "the spirits of just men made perfect," unquote. The heavenly Mount Zion would thus provide a fitting home for God's people. Mount Zion played a prominent role both in historical literature and prophetic literature in the Bible. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible session.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.